Strange Adventure.
The tall-masted clipper ship Sadie Watkins churned up a white path as she sped across the blue Pacific. Captain Sloane stood with his back to the taffrail and looked aloft. There were too few men working sail. The door of the midship deckhouse opened and a tall, heavily built man stepped out upon the deck. He walked aft. The captain hailed his chief mate, Bucko Jim Davids.
Hang there, mister. Bring out the farmers. We're short-handed aloft.
Aye, sir.
The mate turned and headed forward. He entered the forecastle and glanced at the half-dozen men lying in their bunks or seated around the mess table.
All hands on deck.
The men paid little attention to the mate's orders. There was sudden tension. A mild-looking little man in middle years stepped out into the half-darkness.
Say, I have no business here, but I wish to see the captain, please.
The mate rubbed his eyes in disbelief. You took what you could get with the Shanghai crew, but from his looks and voice, this little man would be worse than useless. The very idea of being struck with a runt like this made him boil. Suddenly, Davids grasped the little man with both hands and flung him through the companionway into the hard sunlight of the deck. Seeing this, the sailors joined the rest of the crew at their duties. But not the little man. He still stood where he was.
Get along here with the rest, you runt, before I tie you in your knots. You won't be much good, but you can haul on a line.
The runt stepped toward the mate.
I told you that I wanted to see the captain. I was shanghaied, and, well, something's got to be done about it.
The mate roared with laughter. Then he scowled.
I said get to work. You can see the captain when we make port and you draw your pay and not before.
I'm sorry, but I've got to see him now. You don't know who I am, so you'll be excused for your rudeness, but I'm still going to see the captain.
He turned and started off across the deck. The mate spun him around. Doubling his fist, he started a blow that would fell an ox. The blow never landed. The little man stepped swiftly inside the wildly swinging arm of the mate. And with one hand on the wrist and the other under the armpit of the mate, he gave a quick tug. And using his own hip as a fulcrum point, sent him crashing to the deck. All work stopped as the crew gaped in amazement at the sight of Bucko Jim Davids, felled at last by a man half his size and twice his years. The little man started aft and met the captain as he came down the ladder.
Commodore Watkins, sir. I say, how did you come aboard?
Oh, it's very simple, sir. See, I was on the waterfront last night and, well, I got slugged from behind and shanghaied aboard my own vessel here. I came to this morning and I tried to see you, but, well, the mate didn't know me and it was a little difficult.
Well, I shall have him thrown in irons.
Oh, no. Don't bother. He was just doing his job. See, he had no way of knowing that I was the owner of the line any more than he knew about my 3 years in Japan where I learned jiu-jitsu.
This is Pat McGeehan saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen again to another tale of Strange Adventures.